episode 7. Wow, it's weird saying that because it means that I've now been podcasting for 2 months. I'm not complaining because I'm really loving the process. Thank you so much for tuning into It's Pretty Personal, a podcast all about love, mindset, life lessons, and South Asian diaspora. Today is a very reflective episode because as lockdown's now easing here in the UK, I thought it would be a great idea to think about the things that I've learned whilst being under lockdown, as well as the things that I've loved and didn't like as much about living during lockdown, I guess, or quarantine, depending on whatever you want to call it. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Pretty Personal. All the links will be in the episode description below. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please give this a review. Also rate it 5 stars. Because it makes the podcast so much more searchable and it also helps this podcast grow. And I know how much you guys love this podcast and I want other people to share the love as well. As some of you guys know, I post a question on my Instagram every single week. So this week, I want you guys to reflect. What did you love and did not love about lockdown? And what is one thing that you've learned? So actually, it's 3 questions that I'm asking you. The question will either be up for today, so the Tuesday that this episode is released, or maybe tomorrow, so the Wednesday. And if you are listening to this in the future, oh my god, that's really weird to think that someone's listening to this in the future. All the questions will be on my Instagram highlights. So if you want to actually start the conversation up again in 6 months, maybe a year's time, I'm down. Message me. I'll be happy to talk to you. I don't think I have anything else to say, so let's get into the episode. So before we go into my loves and dislikes, I initially was going to use the word hate, but hate is a very, very strong word and I refuse to use it. And I don't really hate that much stuff in my life. So I just tend to use the word dislike because it's a better word in this context. So before we talk about all of that, let's reflect on the facts of what happened in the UK during lockdown. So the first case of COVID-19 happened on the 28th of February and the UK went into full-blown lockdown on March the 23rd, 2020. But the company I am working for decided to issue a working from home notice. Lockdown for me started a week before everyone else. Under this strict lockdown, we are only allowed to leave our home to go grocery shopping or an hour of exercise every single day. And everything that was non-essential, like restaurants, bars and offices, were closed. And this went for about 7 weeks until the measures were eased on the 10th of May, where some non-essential shops were allowed to open. And people were allowed to meet up with one other person outside their household, but it had to be outside and you had to be 2 meters away from everyone. Now lockdown is easing even further with the 2 meter rule being reduced to 1 meter and some restaurants and cinemas are now opening up as long as they are COVID secure. And gyms are now open. Yay! From the 1st of August, bowling alleys and beauty salons, thank God, can open. So does that mean I can actually get my eyebrows done now? Because honestly, that is the one thing that I have not touched for 4 months and I just cannot wait to get my eyebrows done. However, lockdown isn't over yet, with some experts saying that we might need to socially distance for the rest of the year. And the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that normal life will not return to at least November. But then I don't think normal life or whatever we thought normal life was will ever be the same again. But how do you guys feel about it? Because to me, it makes me feel like 2020 is cancelled. I can't do the things that I used to take for granted as much anymore, like book holidays or go see friends every weekend without worrying about like infection. So now that the facts are over, let's get into what I love and did not love during lockdown. Number one, house party. I loved house party for that 1 week where house partying was popping. It was so cool. Like you could video chat your friends whilst playing games. But then the hype died. It was kind of sad because there were like all these rumors about how it wasn't safe or secure. I'm not sure like whether or not it was true or not, but I think after that people kind of didn't want to use the app, which was a shame. But in general, I was just really grateful that we live in a world where video chat firstly is a thing and that we can communicate with our loved ones while still being at home. I think lockdown would have been a lot harder if I couldn't speak to any of my friends or the people that I'm close to. Imagine if this happened in like the 1940s. Where video chat or like texting wasn't even a thing. And you had to wait like 2 weeks to get a letter back. That's a bit long. But to be honest, that's still the case with some people that I know. Like there are some people in the world where I will text them and they will reply 3 to 5 business days later. Like, dude, if I wanted your reply to take that long, I would have fully written you a letter and used a second class stamp to post it. And the other thing that really, really warmed my heart was the fact that older generations, like grandmas, were like learning how to use tech and they started becoming really tech savvy. My grandma actually FaceTimed me the other day, and that was the first time I had seen her face in like months. It just made me really happy. It made my heart warm. Like, oh my God, old people are using technology. This is so exciting. Number two, the 5K challenge. So in the UK, people started doing this 5K running challenge where you run 5K, donate 5K to the NHS or our National Health Service, and you nominate five people to do the same thing. I love that idea, but I was also a little bit glad that nobody nominated me. And my friends, thank you, were like, we're not even going to nominate you because we know that you're not going to do the running. And fair enough, I was in no position to be running 5K, but I did donate the money to charity. And I didn't know how people ran that much miles or that much kilometers in such a short amount of time. Like, what do you think about when you're running? Like, don't get me wrong, I have done the whole running thing. I was training for a 10K run. But after 2 minutes, right, all I could think about was the pain. And I just wanted this run to be over. I feel like time goes so slowly when I'm running. In my head, I'm like, do you know what? I've been running for at least 5 minutes. I would go and check the time and it's been 1 minute. What is this time continuum? Like, I really just don't get it. And I really want to know, like, do any of you guys have any running tips? Because I really, really will appreciate them. Number three, I love how this country came together in a crisis. Within the first month when COVID-19 in the UK was extremely high, the country really came together. People were volunteering, helping those that were less fortunate. Loads of nurses and medical staff came out of retirement to help with the growing cases. The government asked for volunteers and so many people applied and put their name forward. Also, shout out to Captain Tom. And for those of you guys who don't know who Captain Tom was, he was a former British Army officer who at the age of 99 began to walk laps around his garden to aid the NHS charities. And he had this goal to raise £1,000 by his 100th birthday. But actually, he ended up raising nearly £33 million before his 100th birthday. Like, how amazing is that? Number four, I saved a lot of money by not buying lunch and also by not booking any holidays. It was so nice for me to firstly save £7 a day on lunch because I can make the same thing for half the price at home. Isn't that the most Asian thing that I've just said right now? But it was actually quite nice to be able to eat like fresh lunch every single day. And although I really have a salad, it was nice just to like have a nice fresh salad. And I also love the fact that I can get out of bed at 8:59 a.m. to start work. Did anyone else do that? How great was it that we didn't need to use public transport during rush hour? I don't know if this is a London thing or not, but using the tube is not a great experience in the summer, because in the summer, rush hour is rush hour and it's horrible. But in the summer, you're always squished against someone's sweaty armpit in the morning. And it's just not a nice thing to like experience. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't have to experience it that this year. And finally, number five, there was time to breathe and not to be busy. I feel that being a young professional in London, life is very go, 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 go. And for me, before lockdown, I always just had so much going on. Like, I had work, I had exams, I had a social life, I had to go to the gym. There was a lot. Trying to balance it all was difficult, but I liked it because I'm that sort of person that thrives of being busy. However, during this period where I couldn't do much, I kind of enjoyed slowing down my life and figuring out what was important to me. And it was nice not to have that go, go, go lifestyle for a while and just spend time with my family every evening. And I got to learn some really amazing things, like new Indian dishes. I learned how to sew and knit. I also learned how to bake, ride a bike. There's just stuff that I've just wanted to learn for like the past 5 years that I never had the chance to do. So I'm glad that I got to do it now. So moving on to the things that I didn't like. Number one, the slob life definitely took over for me. I was in pajamas 99.9% of the time and I'm not complaining about it, but it made me so lazy. I didn't wash my hair as much as I should be because I knew I was staying at home. Also, I was like, what's the point? So I ended up washing my hair like twice a week, maybe sometimes once a week, if you want me to be really honest with you. But then it made me feel really gross about myself, which led me to be lazy, which led me to be demotivated. I think a couple of months into lockdown, I started feeling very demotivated in life. And I just procrastinated a lot because I just wanted to be in bed and just watch movies all day, but I couldn't. Number two, I didn't like the fact that I couldn't go to the gym. I know there's like all these online classes and there's these YouTube home workout videos, but it wasn't the same because I love spin classes. They are my go-to cardio. And firstly, I didn't have a spin bike at home. And secondly, there were no classes because of lockdown. So then me trying to force myself and motivate myself to exercise has definitely been like a challenge. I'll be so good and I'll like exercise a week and then I'll take like a 2-day break, sometimes a 4-day break, sometimes a week break. And then I had to physically psych myself up to exercise because, you know, when you haven't worked out for a while, there's this fear that's holding me back because I know it's going to hurt too much. So I'll then just keep making excuses. But now I know that the gyms are open again. I haven't gone because I'm waiting for the gym hype to die a bit so that they get a little bit empty so then I can start going again. Number three, the Instagram challenges. I get it. People were bored. So they decided to start these random Instagram challenges. But this is the thing that I didn't like, was the fact that I was seeing the same picture 15 times because the people that they would nominate are people that I also follow. So I would see their repost on their story. Then the person that tagged them would then repost the repost onto their story so that I'll end up seeing the same damn picture 15 freaking times. There were all these like really, really weird challenges like the Bhangra picture challenge, the traditional wear challenge, the until tomorrow challenge, all these really, really random wear challenges. But I'm kind of glad that hype died, not gonna lie. Number four, the helplessness. I really disliked how helpless I felt and I felt like I couldn't help in any way. People were dying and suffering and there was nothing I can do to make that situation better. Apart from staying at home, but then I just felt like that wasn't enough. Hearing people die every day in their hundreds was a horrible feeling. And every single time I heard that death toll in the news, I wanted to cry. And sometimes I did cry. It reminded me a lot of like the Hunger Games. Like, you know, there's like a scene in the Hunger Games where they would announce who died every single day. That's what I felt like the death toll on the news was. It's like, this is how many people have died today. And it's like, it was not a nice thing to hear. I honestly felt like being helpless is one of the shittest feelings anybody can feel. But also the cabin fever. I felt as though I was trapped and I started feeling very claustrophobic at home. I was very grateful that I had my own space in my house, but I kind of just got fed up of being at home and I wanted to see my friends and give them a hug, but I couldn't because during COVID, giving someone a hug is really dangerous. Like, we were living in a time where a hug can actually kill you. And I felt as though I was just losing my freedom and the ability to make my own decisions. I actually wrote a blog about this for Lift Bhangra, which is a mental health initiative in the UK that's promoting mental health and well-being. I'll link the blog in the episode description if you want to read it. And number five, the loss of loved ones. I think a lot of people lost loved ones during this time, whether that be family members or friends. I know I did, and it was a horrible feeling. Like, losing someone in general is very sad, but to not be able to console someone and give them support in person made everything a lot harder. It was sad to see that people had to wait weeks, sometimes months, for a funeral because the funeral services were just so in demand. I also started to get very worried about things that I would never ever be worried about. I started getting very irrational fears and I would get so scared and paranoid when someone from my house went for a walk because we didn't really know what was out there. For me, I was so scared that I might catch it and give it to my parents who are a lot older than me. So I didn't leave my house much. And there were days, like consecutive days, that I would just not leave my house to go for a walk. But then the problem is that because I wasn't leaving my house, I started feeling trapped. And then I had cabin fever. And then all these negative emotions I was feeling started arising. So everything was kind of linked. And not being busy made me think a lot more because I had time to think, to be honest. And a lot of these fears that I had that I guess I suppressed and I wasn't addressing, like, kind of came back on the surface. In hindsight, I am glad because I had to have very uncomfortable talks with myself and really had to evaluate my life and what I want out of my life. Finally, I started getting a lot of headaches because I was using so much tech. I will be using my work laptop 9 to 5 for my job. I will then be using my phone quite a bit. I'll be watching TV in my spare time. I'm actually someone that prefers to like read. Like on my commute to work, I normally read a book, but I haven't actually picked up a book during lockdown, which is really, really bad. And I really should do that. So one thing that I actually did was invest in some blue tint glasses. So these are for like anybody, whether or not you have a prescription or not, but they actually help reflect the harmful rays in screens. They really did help me with my headaches. So maybe if you're having headaches, try them out. Oh, and the word unprecedented. I never heard the word unprecedented as much as I did during this lockdown. If I had a pound for every single time someone said unprecedented, I would have a lot of pounds. And what would I do with those pounds? Hopefully book a holiday. Wait, I can't do that. Thanks, COVID. Please, can nobody say the word unprecedented at least for another 6 months? At least. So there were definitely stages about how I was feeling. And you know how there's like stages of a breakup or stages of a relationship? There were definitely stages of lockdown. So at the start, there was this initial happiness and relief because firstly, there was no more using the London Tube during rush hour. You could wear pajamas every single day and you can get up at 8:59 a.m. to start work. I think for me, there was this time to slow down my life, which was kind of like a relief because all do leave quite busy lifestyles and it's kind of nice to get away from it for a while. But then that initial relief turned into anxiousness because all these people were dying and there was this uncertainty about the future and how long I'd be like stuck at home. I had all these questions, but nobody had the answers. It did take me like a while to adjust to like my new life, so to speak. Stage number three, I was productive. Like I was baking, I was FaceTiming my friends. I did a 30-day yoga challenge. I did home workouts. I learned to sew, to knit. Like I was trying to make the most out of this time and constantly just learning new things or doing new things because I felt like, well, I have the time now, I might as well, innit? But then that led to sadness because as the weeks went by, I could really see my positivity dwindle. I wasn't motivated to do this stuff anymore. And this feeling of helplessness that I spoke about before set in. I started missing the little things like going to the gym, giving my friends a hug. I was feeling very restricted at home. But then I also realized that I achieved zero goals. And this happened around April for me because I was planning to go to New York City. And it's been my dream holiday. I've always wanted to go to New York City just because growing up, I could always see myself relocating to New York City. And I was like, this is my time to see it. Am I going to like it? Can I see myself living here? So there were like loads of future goals set on this trip. But then obviously the trip didn't happen because of Corona. For me, that's when I started struggling mentally because I felt like I was very behind in my life. Life was passing me by. And I just thought that this year was honestly going to be a waste. There were a fair bit of tears. Actually, there was a lot of tears. Like I was crying for 4 days straight. Like every single day for 4 days, I was just crying. And I wasn't giving myself the little wins either. And I think the tears were because I was so annoyed at myself that I couldn't achieve these goals. And I felt like it was my fault and I was to blame when actually it was nobody's fault. Because who could have predicted a worldwide pandemic? Like nobody could have. But something that really got me out of that negativity was actually riding a bike. I don't know. There was just something so freeing about riding a bike that really helped me. And finally, acceptance. I think I just accepted that this is just what life is going to be like. I started revising for my exam, which I passed. Yay. Learned how to ride a bike. Yep, I am 25 and I've only just recently learned how to ride a bike. I know. I started giving myself those little wins again. And I started writing in my gratefulness journal, which is something that 100% got me through lockdown was to be grateful for everything that I've been blessed with. I wasn't scared to go out as much. And I think this was around day 50 for me that leaving the house wasn't a weird concept anymore. Now, when I'm recording this, it's actually been 133 days since I've been at home. That's crazy. If someone said to me, Preeti, you're going to be staying at home for 133 days, I'll be like, haha, no way am I doing that. But I did it. Like, I've been at home for 133 days. And although I've accepted it and I'm now comfortable being at home and living this life that I have, I know that life is not going to go back to normal for a while. Adjusting to lockdown life was an emotional roller coaster, but I think adjusting back to my old life is going to be another emotional roller coaster. So, what have I learned? I've learned that it's okay to slow down your life. And I don't think you have to be go, go, go all the time. And I feel like that's quite a hard thing for me to grasp, especially because I had a lot of planned in 2020. I had all these challenges and goals that I wanted to do. And I'm actually planning to do a 2020 goals video that's going to be coming out in like a few weeks. I think it was a blessing not to have a busy lifestyle because I got to learn how the other half lives, in the sense that like I've now experienced what my life is like not being busy. And I kind of liked it when I was busy, not gonna lie. This life is a bit too chill for me. But I realized that I do need time to breathe and I do need time to slow down and to have a break, because especially living in a major city like London, like having that go, go, go lifestyle is not healthy. So I think one thing that I want to do in the future is actually give myself a break when my body wants a break. I think we've become these people where we have to like keep up with everybody. I've heard this saying before that, you know, when people are like, I want this done and I want this done yesterday. I feel like being a young professional in a major city, that's what life is like. Especially in these days where like you text someone, you get an answer in 2 seconds. You Google something, you get thousands of articles in the space of seconds and you can just find the answer. We've become such an instant, impatient society because we want everything now. And that's where I feel like this go, go, go culture just comes from. The next thing that I've learned is loss is a part of life. It's a hard truth to swallow and it's really, really sad when it happens. But it's also taught me that life is too short and that you need to follow your dreams. And that is actually better to try and fail than to never try and wonder what if. The next thing that I've learned is people are very lost when they don't have a purpose. I think this happened a lot with people in my family. I've seen a lot of people not knowing what their purpose was anymore. And I think it's because within the elder generation, their purpose in life is to work and provide for their family. And they take great pride in that. And I think that's really great. But it's very hard to then know what your purpose is when you've been made redundant or you're not working anymore or you're on furlough. For someone that's been working their whole life for the sole purpose to provide for their family, to not do that anymore and to then just be at home to sit and just watch TV all day or you can't do anything, that's horrible. And I've learned that it's so important to have a purpose in life. And finally, I've learned that there's two types of people in this world. There's those that want to learn and then there's those that don't want to learn. I think this was a great time for people who wanted to work on things that they've always wanted to do but couldn't. Or there was this time now where people could improve the skills or set up that side hustle that they've always wanted to set up. But then the other side of that, there was just people that were just complaining about being bored and they would just like be scrolling on Netflix or scrolling on social media and not really doing anything with their day. I think the motivation to learn comes within. And well done to everybody who uses time to like find their purpose or just learn something new. So if you started that side hustle, if you started a new skill, props on you. And I feel like the one thing that I wanted to do that I didn't get to do was a paint by numbers, because I just think they look like so much fun. And do you know what they remind me of? They remind me of Dot to Dots. Does anyone as a kid do a Dot to Dot? I loved them. And I felt like a paint by numbers is like the new version of like Dot to Dot. So that is it. That is my reflection on lockdown life. In the UK, the lockdown measures are slowly lifting, but I don't think that we're going to be going back to our old normal lives for a while. And I don't really know what life is going to be like in like end of 2020, 2021. But one thing that I do know is that if we can adapt to lockdown life, we can adapt to anything. And I think some people don't realize it, but learning to adapt is such a big skill. So I think we should all be proud of ourselves because we've all adapted. We've all adapted to this weird living at home, not being able to do stuff life. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've been writing it for a while and I would love to know how you guys felt during lockdown. Don't be scared to DM me on Instagram and Twitter at Pretty Personal. I really do love hearing what you guys say, your feedback, just interacting with you guys. It honestly makes my day. And like I said before, please, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please give this a review and rate it 5 stars. Thank you. I hope you guys have an amazing week and I will speak to you guys next Tuesday because I release episodes every single Tuesday, if you didn't know. So mark your calendars. Tuesdays is when It's Pretty Personal is released. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't. I will speak to you guys next week. Okay, bye. Wait, don't go yet. If you want to hear something that will make your day, then keep listening till the end of this outro because I thought it would be really funny to add in some bloopers and my mess ups from today's episode. So enjoy Preeti being an idiot for the next how many minutes? Enjoy! Oh, wait, I need to redo that. Why can I not execute this joke? Fucking hell. Oh my God, I just literally dropped my whole microphone. Oh no, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Is it okay? Is it continuing to record? Oh shit. That would be great for the bloopers. Oops, I burped. Okay, let's do this. Pumping myself up. Okay, this is like the second time I'm recording this just because I'm such a perfectionist. Lord. Ready? 3, 2. Oh, no, no, no. 1 second, 1 second, 1 second. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. I'm just going to double check that this is recording because I'm very worried that it isn't. It is recording. It's recording. Oh no, I fucked that up. Oh my God, is it even recording? Oh, is it? Oh God. Oh God, I'm really messing this up.